Now, who's this?
You are listening to the English Service of Radio Truth, the station that brings you the real news and the true facts surrounding current events.
Well, actually, listening to Radio Netherlands, that off-air extract belongs to a South African-based political clandestine station. It beams a daily diet of news and comment in the direction of Zimbabwe on shortwave. And you don't need to listen for long to discover that it doesn't like the present government in Harare, to put it mildly. About 18 months ago, they gave out an address for correspondence in England, which, upon investigation, turned out to be not owned by a Mr. J. Brown of Stockbridge, as they claimed. A few months ago, though, listeners were told to write to a Mr. Stanley Hatfield of Silver Spring, Maryland, that's near Washington, D.C., in the United States. We sent Rob Horovitz to investigate who's behind that. He's on the line now. So what did you find?
Jonathan, 815 Thayer Avenue is just a few miles from my house, so I drove up there last week, and it turned out to be a large apartment building called Silver Spring Towers. And when I asked the receptionist for Stanley Hatfield, she replied that he's not a tenant there, but that's just a name that someone who lives in another building uses to get mail from South Africa. She then gave me the address of the other building, and I went there. It turned out to be a large apartment complex also, and this receptionist then volunteered that the person I wanted to speak to lives in a certain apartment, and as luck would have it, the intercom connecting the front desk to the apartments was broken, so he couldn't call to see if I was able to go up to visit this tenant. So he said, why don't you just go up and knock on their door, which I did. And a woman answered, and I explained who I was and how I got there and what I was doing, and she let me in, asked me to sit down, and disappeared into another room. The chair she offered me was next to a writing table, and it was covered with papers addressed to and signed by Dabaningi Sitoli. Mrs. Sitoli came back in a few minutes, apparently having told her husband that I was there. And when I left the building, I confirmed at the reception desk that the apartment was indeed that of Reverend and Mrs. Sitoli.
Okay, who is Reverend Sitoli? That name seems to ring a bell.
Dabaningi Sitoli was the founder of ZANU, the Zimbabwe African National Union, which led the opposition to the white government of Rhodesia in the 1960s. He was sentenced to 6 years at hard labor in 1968 for publicly calling for the murder of Ian Smith. Released in 1974, he renounced armed struggle and in 1978 joined with Ian Smith to form a transitional government. When the guerrilla forces led by Robert Mugabe and Joshua Nkomo took over in 1981, Sitoli was discredited as a collaborator. He survived several assassination attempts and finally left Zimbabwe in 1985 when Robert Mugabe declared the state a one-party state. So he's had quite an interesting life, and it's not too hard to see why he might oppose the present government.
But what's his involvement with the station Radio Truth?
I spoke with him last night, and he said that his only involvement with Radio Truth is acting as a mail drop, and he passes the mail on to somebody else whose identity he wouldn't reveal. And by the way, Jonathan, I called the South African embassy here in Washington, and I asked them for Stanley Hatfield. They said there was no one there by that name. I also called the Zimbabwean embassy and asked if they were aware that Radio Truth was using a U.S. address for correspondence. They apparently were not aware of that and said they'd investigate.
So what lies behind the truth? We'll keep you posted.